Good evening. It's 5:56 here on the ticket from Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Chill 2025. We're at the wonderful Granada Theater on Greenville Avenue in Dallas. And the roundtables continue. We have a big evening ahead of us. We're going to have Off the Air at 7 o'clock and Ask Us Anything with everybody here at the Granada. And then at 7:30, a meet and greet with everybody at Summer Chill. The Time Wasters take the stage at 8 o'clock. And this roundtable, we're mixing with a show that we never get to mix with because we're separated by a few hours during the day parts. It's the Musers, me, Giorgio, and Gordo, sitting here with the sweet spot, Sean and David.
Hey, Musers.
Hey.
How are you?
Fellas.
It's like when September call-ups get to, get to hang out for a week.
This is great. This is the best way to start off.
So you guys have been a show now together for almost 2 years, if I have that right?
That is correct.
And how are you liking the mid-afternoon time slot? It seems pretty sweet to me in that you kind of can have a leisurely morning and then you're free by dinner.
Yes, all of that. That's why it's called the sweet spot.
It's very easy, fellas.
Is it?
And I know you guys have...
You have some of
you
our
guys
hours.
Have a, you guys have
hours.
A three-hour show. We're almost as long. We're 2 hours.
Right.
So it's two-thirds as hard as your show.
Right.
But still quite easy.
I always liked that shift. We had 2 to 5 in the early days of the ticket, and I thought it was awesome.
So you followed...
The Hardline.
Hardline. Because they were 11 to 2.
Yep.
But now they're 3 to 7.
Right.
Like the,
as the song says,
yes.
Which we might hear tonight.
Oh, I doubt it.
Yeah.
There's no way. No way that song would come up again. But yeah, I always like that because my wife and I were just talking about this today. All the years we've done mornings. I don't know if it was ever weird, but my kids never saw me at breakfast. I mean, you know, it's not that big a deal, but at the same time, we'd only have breakfast on the weekends. And
you only ski on the weekends, too.
And we'd ski on the weekends, but I would be home for dinner, and I could make Little League games and, you know, pick them up at school, so that was good. But, yeah, when we were 2 to 5, I could do both, which was awesome. And I always liked that, I don't know, that time frame was always, I thought, a good time frame.
Have you guys ever overslept the morning show? Not like the whole show, but you wake up late.
Yeah.
Miss the alarm, forget to set the alarm.
Yeah, it happened. It's happened to me and Gordo the most.
Yes.
It's been a while since it's happened. When my kids were little, it would happen because who knows what we had the night before, and all of a sudden I slept through the alarm. And that was back when I only lived like 25 minutes from the studio. But now that I have, now that I'm 45 minutes to an hour away, it's a little scarier. But yeah.
Yeah, I think I've only overslept a handful of times, but I don't think I've ever actually missed the start of the show, because when I oversleep, I catch it, and I've always lived really close. So I can...
You can run if you have to.
I could almost run if I had to, but I usually, like, let's, you know, when we started at 5:30, I may have overslept until 5 or 5:10, but I could still make it in by 5:30. So I don't think I've ever missed the show because I overslept.
I heard you talking about the idea of maybe moving away from your current home.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have moved maybe as far as George, or would
No, I wouldn't want that drive every day. I don't know how he does it, but I also know that you've said it's kind of your quiet time.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, you get a lot of thinking done or listening to something that you want to listen to.
See a mountain lion.
But I couldn't do that. I couldn't.
I did see him one on the way to work one
hallucination.
Day.
90 minutes in the car every day wouldn't work for me. So I would move, but still try to stay close.
Is the remodel done yet?
Pretty much. Yeah. It's there's still a couple little things, but for the most part, it's done. And yeah, we had a good experience. It was. The 8 weeks, 10 weeks it was going on was different, and you felt displaced because we were. And but yeah, I'm really glad we did it. You ever done that?
No, no, no. I would not do that.
Really?
You would just
he
move?
Refuses.
I don't have the money to remodel my house.
Way to go,
right,
Craig.
Now. So,
way to go.
You know, no, but we are thinking about moving, and you're right. The market is just insane.
It's ridiculous.
It's insane right now.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's bonkers. So I want to change subjects real quick.
Uh-oh.
So I was in the lobby bathroom, and
bombing it.
No, I was at a urinal.
Thank you.
But I saw a flyer.
Pooping in a urinal.
I saw a flyer that said The Fix live in 2025, September 2nd, here at Granada.
Wow.
Whoa.
And the flyer says one of Jubb's favorite bands. So as I'm trying to relieve myself, I'm staring the musers right in the face as I am.
That's disturbing, but that's great. Fix is going to be here.
You gonna go, George?
I've seen him here before. Yeah, I just talked to our buddy Scott Strong. He said it's like a Monday or Tuesday night, which is, yeah. But, yeah, I'd love to see them because I don't know how much longer they're going to
tour.
Gordo,
did you see who's coming?
Who?
In January, Sean Cassidy.
Oh.
On this very stage.
Hey, yes, there we go.
And that flyer says Gordo loves this guy. And there's another flyer for Mickey and the Motorcars tomorrow night with Jonathan Tyler. And because they didn't want to leave Junior out, they said, a band that Junior has heard.
A ringing endorsement.
Yes.
That's probably true. We probably had some Mickey and the Motorcars return music at some point. I bet you've heard them.
Gordon, didn't you see Sean Cassidy here at some point? Not at the Granada, but in Dallas at some point?
It seems like it was in Arlington, but yes, I saw him in the Metroplex. This was just like a year ago or a year and a half ago or something like that. And it was a great show.
Where was it?
He told stories. It was like at Arlington something.
Oh, that theater they have over there?
Yeah, like an old-time theater.
I've heard that place is really cool.
Yeah.
Never been there, but I've heard it's great.
But yeah, saw him there. He told stories about his famous brother, told stories about his time on Hardy Boys, and as his life as a teen idol. He was like 16 and the most famous young person in the world at the time.
I showed you those scrapbooks that my wife has kept from when she was like 13 or 14. And
when she a huge
every
Sean
other
Cassidy
page
guy?
Was Sean Cassidy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a big deal.
You wrote some good tunes, George.
You, who
appreciate catchy songwriting, should have given him some credit.
Yeah, he was just part of the 70s that I never bought in. Never bought into him.
70s are great.
Never bought into Kiss. Yeah, there were several bands I never
really... You don't have to buy into them. You just enjoy them.
No, people wanted me to buy in.
No.
And I wasn't willing to do that.
They were trying to get me to buy in.
What does that mean?
They just buy in.
And they just want me to invest. I'm not going to do it.
Sean and David, I enjoy your Ranger talk every day.
Oh.
Ranger.
Everybody should love something as much as Sean loves the Rangers.
Yes.
And baseball in general. So they scored one run today.
They didn't get no hit, June.
God almighty.
Well, that's the bright side.
One person applauding.
So have you guys pretty much come to the conclusion that this team is just not going to hit this year?
Yeah, they're a seller.
Yeah.
It's a season on the brink, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I love that you exposed Corby to the AM audience this morning.
Yes.
But we took part in it, so I can't delight in that too much.
Yeah, you guys are up there
and
hammering beers.
Saturday we were like right by the on deck circle, and it was,
man, Giorgio, you would have had a great time there.
And we've
given him so much crap for this scam. It's the greatest scam in ticket history.
It really is.
He gets to go to 10 suites, not watch the game at all, and just drink and eat for free.
Right.
Laugh.
And he's like, oh, yeah, I don't know these guys. They're cool, though. They're always cool.
And they're like-minded people with him. Country club people who like Jason Isbell and OU. So
and we're trying, Sean and I are trying to make fun of him. We're like, this is freaking incredible.
Cool.
We want to be a part of this now. Yeah.
So we're watching a dude pump 98 from like 10 feet away. We're like, oh my God.
Did you get on TV a lot?
I don't think we were in the shot when it was.
Okay.
We were right by the Rangers on deck circle.
Yeah. So just off to the
side. So one of the field suites?
Yeah, field level.
Are those good?
Surprisingly, you can see the game a lot better than you think you could.
It's hard to see the ball when it travels to the outfield, but otherwise...
So it's better there than, like, the Cowboys sideline suites. Those look like terrible seats.
You're just looking at butts.
Right.
Yeah. In baseball, it's like you're in the dugout, or a dugout.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So that's great.
It's awesome.
Very cool. Did you ever get up on the top step and kind of act like you were managing?
We're doing the
signals. I'm just like,
signals.
Hey, grabbing my ear, grabbing my nose.
Yeah, I told... Wait, you're Mino.
I'm
right?
Mino. Okay. Yes,
I told David,
the good-looking one.
I've told David,
he's the smart one.
I've given up all hope. I had hope going into this series.
It's okay.
I just they stink.
They do.
They just stink.
Well, you can jump on board with the Wings, Junior. They got their second win the other night.
Yeah, I saw that.
Things are picking up.
You know what was funny? It was Paige Beckers and the other star.
Arike Agbunbowale.
Yes. Yeah. And the headline was Beckers and Awale or whoever.
Agbunbowale.
Agbunbowale. Combine.
Not quite, but okay.
Combine for 39 points. And I thought, well, that means one of them didn't even get 20. So combining for 39 points, usually that's so-and-so and so-and-so combined for 72 points or something. Like the other night, Shea and Jalen combined for 70.
Yeah, 71.
And if Paige went off for 37, you would just leave Agbunbowale out of it.
Right.
Well, 37, that's good.
The night she had, Paige had 35, right? That was last week?
Yeah, she dropped 35.
She dropped. That was
legitimate. That's a legitimate drop.
Do you know what he asked me?
That's why I brought this
he
up.
He asked me if that was a WNBA single game record.
Like she's holding up a piece of paper with 35 on it.
He wondered if she was holding up the 35 page and all that. So
I want to know what the record is.
I guess it's not.
So they won their first game the other night, and I guess they're trying to start a tradition. So on the court, they wheel out a tiny reunion tower. And instead of having, like, lasers or, like, a big presentation, it just turns on. It lights up.
It's nice.
4 foot tall. They wheel it out to center court.
I heard y'all talking about that the other day.
And the whole team was standing around like they just won a championship.
It looks like it could be something cool. Like the statue is, it's big.
You put some fire.
Looks like you're
going to
light the beam or something.
Sure.
And it just kind of sits there. And then
pretty
they,
underwhelming.
They
sounds,
walk away.
Sounds very Spinal Tap.
Oh, yes.
And it's
Stonehenge.
Reunion Tower?
Yeah.
Hmm. Huh. Okay.
I know.
All right.
Well, good for them.
That'll get you out there, Junes.
Yeah, I want to go out to see the little tower.
All right, guess what we have coming up next? We have an all-hands-on-deck roundtable. All the ticket hosts will be up here when Summer Chill continues. Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Chill here from the Granada.